leads the designated hitter from the University of North Alabama, number 7, Levi Jensen.
We return here on the top of the third inning as Levi Jensen batting in the 9-hole. The catcher will take set as he shows bunt and receives a strike, 0-1. So Doc Spiders have recorded 2 hits, Rafters none, but the score still stays deadlocked at 0 here in the top of the third. A curveball right across the plate, 0-2. You wonder, can the Rafters start off hot? They just have had a lot of slow starts here in the games they've lost as Jensen sees a ball go downstairs in the dirt, 1-2. Levi Jensen, a returning Northwoods League All-Star out of University of North Alabama, sees another ball, 2-2. Justin Doyle still remains at the mound here on a windy but gorgeous afternoon in Fond du Lac, the 2-2. And popped up on the right side and getting the out with he stepping on the bag is Justin Doyle. Ball kind of grounded, a slow ground ball over to Doyle, who just beat Levi Jensen to the bag as Brandon Rogers will step in. We return to the top of the order, batting a 333. 3 RBIs and 1 home run with 1 out. First pitch on the way. Rogers shows bunt, a shallow ground ball over to Doyle, who makes the throw to first, and it's in time for the second out. Getting Rogers on base is key to the Rafters' success because this is a guy that had 17 stolen bases for Iowa Western Community College. And he also, yesterday, was able to record another stolen base. So now batting Ty Johnson, batting a 300. 5 RBIs for him. 8 hits on 24 at-bats. The 0-1. Swinging a ball hit back towards the back side. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Doyle comes set. The 0-2. Ball fouled on the third baseline. Stays here at 0-2. Two outs. No balls, 2 strikes. A curveball, and Johnson fouls one on the first baseline. Staying here at 0-2. Doyle comes set, throws a ball way outside on the upper edge, 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. Doyle looks, sets, delivers. Ball on the outside edge. Went low. 2-2. Doyle looks, sets, delivers. Johnson swinging a ball hit on the right field gap. And it drops. Johnson rounding first and then stops, retreats back to first. And the Rafters record their first hit of this game. And who else but Ty Johnson? Jack Basir will be the one to step in, the right-handed batter. So Johnson gets on first here with 2 down for the Dock Spiders in the top of the third. Ty Johnson's continuous hitting has done well. Jack Basir hits a ground ball on the third baseline. Taking it over is John Surain, who makes a throw to Seth Sweetchick out for the third out. So the Dock Spiders give up a hit but no runs as the Rafters not able to get that one in. This game is at 0-0. We head to the bottom of the third.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning we go here as Jack Gorman, the nine hitter for the Dock Spiders, taking set here, the right-handed batter, as he's down on the count 0-2. The 0-2 from Graham upstairs, but that stays as a ball, 1-2. Bottom of the third here, Dock Spiders with two hits, Rafters with one. Score stays deadlocked at 0. The 1-2 from Graham. Outside edge has a foul tip into the glove of Duffy for the third strike. So Graham sends him down swinging as it was a foul tip. So we're going to turn to the top of the order with Connor Cooney, who grounded out in his last plate appearance. Cooney had one hit last night, and it was a big hit for the Dock Spiders. Batting a 250 for them as he sees the first pitch right across the plate. Graham has done well so far. Hasn't really allowed any big hits and hasn't allowed consecutive hits as the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out. Graham comes set, shakes it off. Likes to pitch to the 0-2 outside edge. 1-2. Ball and two strikes here. The 1-2, way inside, evens his count up at 2 apiece. Dock Spiders had a lot to cheer about last night. They were able to get their first win, and they also had a bunch of fireworks as well, a fireworks show for all the fans that stayed. The 2-2, a driven ball into the center fielder of Brandon Rogers, who comes out and makes the catch with his right hand. So Berrigan will step in. Drew Berrigan, who out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College, as Graham, first pitch across the plate on the right-handed batter of Berrigan. Berrigan slotted in at the shortstop position today, and he's done well so far as the 0-1. A breaking ball right down the plate, 0-2. Bottom of the third here, 0-0, two outs, the 0-2. Breaking ball once again, that looked upstairs, that ball comes in high, 1-2. That looked like the exact same pitch as Graham did before. Two outs, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Kalen Graham has done well so far. And that is three outs as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Raptors 0, Spiders 0.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms tonight, otherwise mainly clear skies. Lows level off around 56. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
As we return to the top of the fourth inning, well, Matt Olive, the right-hander in for the Raptors, has seen a ball and a strike, so it's 1-1 here at the top of the fourth. Raptors 0, Dock Spiders 0, as a ball thrown in the dirt on the backside. That's a wild pitch behind Smith. Nobody on for the Raptors, so Matt Olive, who was hit by pitch on his left wrist, on his last plate appearance, the 2-1 across the plate. That ball comes in high, 3-1. Doyle looks, sets, and delivers the 3-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Justin Doyle has been good so far. The 3-2, a ground ball into the glove of Doyle, who flips it up over to first base, and Seth Sweetchick for an easy out. Heads up play there from the pitcher and Justin Doyle. So Shane Taylor, who grounded out in his last plate appearance, looking to have different results this time. One out here for the Dock Spiders. First pitch on the way. There's a strike, 0-1. Justin Doyle did not have his best start in his first appearance, as Taylor swinging a drive. Hits one into the right field gap. Taylor will take first, and the Raptors get on the board with a hit. So they've each had two hits. Kyle Carlson will step in. Carlson, the right-hander, who was struck out in his last plate appearance, batting a .294. First pitch on the way, down low, but there's a strike, 0-1. Shane Taylor, at times, he's had not been able to get a hit in like two, three, four consecutive at-bats, but he really had a slow start to the season in his first at-bat, first game, I should say, wasn't able to record a hit, but then was able to start to find his rhythm and was grounded out in his first plate appearance, but then a base hit there. So Taylor will stand at first, one ball and one strike with one out here in the top of the fourth. Doyle comes set, the pickoff attempt at first. Taylor slides safe. Did not get him. One out. The 1-1 way down in the dirt. That was a one-hop bounce into the glove of the catcher, Paul Smith. 2-1. The 2-1 across the plate. There's a strike, 2-2. Doyle working him on the outside edge with a curveball. Can the Raptors get back-to-back hits? The 2-2 way on the inside edge. Carlson had to back up just a little. Three balls and two strikes. Full count with one out. Taylor stands at first. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Carlson went after it down low. Doyle got the best of him. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Kyle Carlson. So Logan Hugo was walked on his last plate appearance. The right-handed batter takes home. So Hugo on Doyle, the first pitch on the way, right on the outside edge, 0-1. The Raptors started this off with a Shane Taylor hit, but since then, nothing's happened. The 0-1 downstairs, a throw from Smith over to first, and Taylor slides safe. So one ball, one strike. Swing and a miss. Carl Hugo went after it down low. He pays the price, 1-2. Top of the fourth inning. Each team with two hits apiece. Nothing else has separated them. Raptors looking to split the series. Doc Spider is looking for a sweep. The 1-2. Check swing from Hugo. And they said he went. First base umpire had a better look. That's strike number three as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR. We'll take a quick step aside.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisor is Sky E. Manning. For questions about current investments, retirement, and end-of-life issues, contact Sky Manning today at 715-424-4100. That's 715-424-4100.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
The center fielder, Paul Whitman.
So bottom of the fourth here, and a pitching change is in store here for the Rafters. Kalen Graham's day is done, and a debut here. Micaiah Negrete, a rising sophomore out of the University of San Diego from Oceanside, CA, the left-hander, as the first pitch is on the way, is a ball. He's on Paul Whitman. Whitman, the DH, batting a 313. Negrete throws a strike, 1-1. So Negrete, a 2-3 record this year in 25 innings pitched with 20 strikeouts, allowing 33 hits and 20 runs for the San Diego Toros. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He threw seven complete games and posted a 1.454 ERA his senior year. That's Servite High. He was a first-team All-Trinity League honors and was named the team's most valuable player as he throws a ball number two. He played for TB SoCal and attended an Olympic development program camp in Colorado. So this is a guy who had a lot of success in high school as he throws a third ball, full count. He also played water polo as well, as Negrete, the full count delivery. Swinging a ball hit foul backwards behind home plate to stay here at 3-2. A Servite High School alum in Anaheim, California. In 20 strikeouts this year in for San Diego, with three of those coming versus Nebraska back on February the 17th. As the full count delivery way outside, and he throws ball number four. So Whitman will take first. That's really hurt the Rafters, especially yesterday. They had a lot of times where it was those full count opportunities, or it was 1-2 the count was, and they just were not able to get that third strike. Either it was a hit or a walk that put runners on base. So Seth Sweetchick will be the one to step in. Sweetchick had a strikeout in his last plate appearance. Negrete out of Oceanside, California. Sweetchick, the right-hander, on Negrete, the left-hander. A 1-0, swing and a miss. Got him inside on a fastball, 1-1. As the pickoff attempt over at first from Negrete, Carlson dropped it, but sliding safe was Whitman. A ball on a strike.